So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa. I am speaking to you today from an incredibly humbled place. You see, I entered into the new year feeling like I was whole for the first time, feeling like the last 4 years had been a nonstop deep dive into my own development and growth. And what that looked like most of the time was seeking out what the next workshop was, the next book to read, the next ceremony to be in, the next coach to hire. And entering into the new year after months of somatic sexual healing work, I felt whole for the very first time, maybe in my life. I didn't feel a desire to seek out something to fix. I didn't see issues that needed resolving. And it felt really, really good to come from that place, to not feel broken or flawed, to feel whole. And I had a very humbling experience in a medicine ceremony a few days ago. And feel very much reborn, and at the same time, because I feel reborn, I feel so unsure of who I am in this moment. I feel like I'm starting over, and I feel a level of fear that I haven't felt in a while, largely because I'm not quite clear where the path goes from here. I'm sharing this with you because I see the beauty in this. I see the full circle nature of this. The irony of feeling whole for the very first time that I can remember, only to then start anew. A true cycle. You see, the moment that I become completely whole, I stop evolving. The moment that I become a person who no longer evolves, my energy stagnates. And yes, I believe that we are all whole. And that's the paradox. because we are perfect and infinite. Everything that you need is already within you. The same as the entirety of the apple tree is within the seed. And this life is a process of continually remembering more and more of who we are, experiencing more and more of our wholeness. And just because we have forgotten some parts of that wholeness, that does not mean that we've ceased to be whole. And what I'm coming to grips with these last few days is remembering the beauty in the unfolding. Remembering the absolute incredible gift that life is. Remembering that every breath is borrowed. I had one of my coaches once tell me, when you find a paradox, that's the closest you come to God. You see, because God, Source, the universe, whatever word works for you, God is infinite. And that means that God is the whole and the peace. God is the logical and the illogical. God is polarity. It's all of it. And so, when you find yourself in the paradox, like the one I stated earlier, of knowing that I'm whole, and yet experiencing the confusion of who I am, I take comfort in knowing that I've stepped closer to God. This is the process of evolution. This is the process of never ending blossoming into greater and greater depths of my own being. By the nature of the infinite, I could be reborn every single second. In many ways, I am. And even being born every single second, never ever experience the totality of my being. What a game we are in. And so more than anything, this podcast is an invitation to all of you to celebrate wherever you are in your process. I invite you to take a moment to bask in the absolute glory that is your journey, that is your unfolding, that is your blossoming, because it is completely unique. It is completely unique to you and when you leave this body and you return to a greater collective, your journey will have been a completely unique expression of that collective. Every breath is borrowed. There are so many beings who would give anything to be in a human body, to experience life the way we get to experience life. You are so blessed to be alive. I'm committed to seeing my current state of being as the next level of the video game. Feeling like, oh, okay, I completed that level. Now what? And just like a video game, being so happy that there is another level, I get to keep playing, rather than choosing to see it as somehow I've failed, or seeing it as some sort of arduous task. I get to keep playing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful that I get to keep playing. I appreciate all of you who are playing this game with me, and I send you nothing but love. Wherever your journey will take you, however it manifests, whatever it looks like, remember that you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.